from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp, day 7 in the books. And our guest today, I mean, Cam, I guess we call you the Swiss Army knife of the Buffalo Bills, right? Whatever they ask you to do, you're going to do it. Cam Lewis.
100%. Stopping
by. How are you, bud?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So what is your title on this team?
Wherever you want me to be. Exactly what it is, yeah. I can do play inside, outside. If you need me to go to the corner, I can do that for you. I can play four-core special teams, man. Whatever I can do to help this team win, that's what I'm going to do.
Do you feel like the veteran guy, the old guy here? It's year 6 now. You've been through these camps before. You've been around these guys for a while now, Cam.
Yeah, it's crazy to even say that, man. It's been flying by. Yeah, 6 years now. Kind of one of the older guys in the defensive back, room. So, yeah, I'm trying to, go with the role now as being that kind of leader, vocal, and set an example,
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different here, obviously, without Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde.
Most definitely.
Do you find yourself being more of a teacher to these younger guys?
Yeah, because I was that same way coming in, especially my rookie year. Our defense is a lot. It's a lot of moving parts, a lot of communication. So the guys ask questions and they listen. So like I said, I've been in the defense for 6 years now. Not a lot has changed, but when they have questions, I for sure give them the answers to it, help them out.
Now, I know we said you kind of do it all, but, I mean, are you still playing at corner? Are you responsible for learning both safety positions, nickel as well? I mean, talk about your role there in the defensive backfield.
Learn it all.
Learn it all.
Yeah, learn it all. We meet together majority of times, and then we split. But, I learn it all. Whatever they need me to play.
Well, how many meetings is that for you then?
It varies. it varies. Sometimes I'm with the nickel. Sometimes I'm with the safeties. Like I said, we all meet together to start it off, so we all hearing the same thing, all communication. So a lot of the stuff is kind of interchangeable, but, safety, you're doing more talking. Nickel, you're doing a little bit more talking, but you're in the run fits a lot more. And then corner, you're just doing a lot of listening, listening to your safety, listening to your nickel, listening to the mic. So, I'm learning everything, man, whatever I can do. Like I said, whatever I can do to help. That's what I'm trying to do.
I'm going to label you team guy. Buffalo Bills team guy.
Yes, sir.
Cam Lewis,
yes, sir,
is our guest here. Special teams, the kickoff question. We're going to see this tonight in the Hall of Fame game. We're trying to learn this as fans and reporters. What's it like for you in the kickoff rule and getting everything down here?
It's different. It's for sure different. You can't come down with that full head of steam like you used to. You got to make your move real quick now. You only got a five-yard cushion now, but a lot of stuff is going to happen faster, a lot faster. So it can make or break your team. You can use this to your advantage, get some big returns, and prevent people from getting big returns, or you can give up a lot, and it can really hurt your team. So we're trying to use this to our advantage, communication-based, being all on the same page.
What can you share with us about how the Bills are going to react to this new rule? Because it really feels like the wild, wild west, and that some teams might go bigger guys on there out there. Some guys might go speedier guys out there. I mean, you got a combination of everything going on with the Bills. What can you share?
Yeah, it's still early. You know, we still got a lot, you know, that we're doing a trial and error of. But, yeah, like I said, it's early. And then preseason games, you still won't get everybody's best stuff because it's, you know, preseason. Everybody not trying to give away the good stuff going into, you know, the first 4 weeks of the season. So, yeah, we're just throwing everything out there, just trying to see whatever you know, return teams can throw at you and stuff like that, and just playing off of it. But like I said, it's early. We still got a lot of reps to go. It's a learning process, especially throughout the year. It's going to be a learning process.
Yeah, one of the storylines, Cam, is the safeties, the injuries at the position. I mean, nothing serious, but enough to get us talking with Mike Edwards not available today, also Cole Bishop. I want to ask you about DeMar Hamlin because it's a player that we all know in one way, but what is DeMar like as a teammate?
A really good guy. Great teammate. A baller out there, man. He's doing his thing. I don't know if you guys have been seeing him out there. He's been doing his thing, communicating, making plays on the ball, man. That's a guy that can play some football. I think a lot of people have forgot that, especially about, you know, his incident and stuff like that. But that guy can play some football, man. And if he has that chance to start, man, you're going to see it.
Cam Lewis joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, live from St. John Fisher University and Buffalo Bills training camp. Now, being that you're entering year six, you've been here through some changes.
Right.
I'm curious to know the differences between Leslie Frazier's defense and how he ran things. Last year, it was Sean McDermott. Now you've got a guy who just oozes energy, at least from what we can see, in Bobby Babich.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the differences between the three coaches.
You get a lot of the same similarities because our philosophy hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Since then, but like you said, just I feel like the difference between McDermott, they're all super detailed in what they want to do, and they want us to play fast, they want to play physical. But the thing that you get from Bobby is the juice level. Like he's always high energy, and that kind of feeds off that, and everybody want to, you know, replicate that type of energy. So that's the only difference I've seen, because like I said, everything has kind of been the same. We want to play fast, we want to play physical, we want to take the ball away. Everybody's preached that, all three defensive coordinators, but the juice level is for sure contagious.
Yeah, Cam, you beat the odds. I mean, as an undrafted free agent, UDFA, now in year six.
Yeah.
What would be your advice to any other undrafted free agent just entering the league now?
Be quiet, listen, and learn, and high effort. You shouldn't want to make the same mistake twice. If they correct it one day and it come up the second day, you should make that correction. You know what I'm saying? So control what you can control, really. High effort, like I said. It's just every opportunity is a blessing to be out there, and just make the most of it.
Any of the guys on this current roster that you're taking under your wing and kind of playing that mentor role that you've been here a while now?
I guess TC, T Couch, he asks us a lot of questions. And a lot of other guys, they ask a lot of questions too, like Xavier, wide receiver, some keys, especially special teams wise, asking a lot of questions. They want to learn, so that's a good thing.
What's it been like going up against really a lot of new pieces here on the offense as we're kind of trying to figure out where they all fit? What's it like as you got a front row seat to this?
It's good. You know, a lot of guys bring different things. Especially I like Keon, and I like Curtis Samuel too. They're different, especially in the releases. Keon can go get the ball, especially contested catches, man. I love to see it. And Curtis, he's fast, man. It's a little deceiving at first, man, but he can move, man, and he got some good routes. So it's a good thing to see for our football team.
Cam, while we have you, we know how important giving back to Buffalo is to you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in the community?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my football camp going, especially for next summer, and then I'm giving some cleats away to some Little League teams and stuff like that. So just trying to get back any way I can. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have like a toy drive coming up this Christmas as well. Just trying to get back to the community here in my hometown in Detroit.
Cam Lewis, Buffalo Bills everything, team player.
And we caught you. You said your hometown, Buffalo. You're one of us, man. You could say you're from Detroit. You're from Buffalo now,
been
man.
Been here for a while, man. Almost, yeah.
Cam, you're the best. Stay healthy. Good luck this season.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There he is, Buffalo Bills. Well, let's call him what he is, Swiss Army Knife Cam Lewis. He does it all on the defensive side of the ball. And joining us here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia earlier today. That was right after practice. And, man, we appreciate these players making time for us with their schedules and everything that they've got going on, especially after dealing with what they're dealing with on the practice field, contact, sweat, heat. Coming over here, I mean, you know, we're very fortunate to be able to spend the time that we spend with the Buffalo Bills that have given us some of their time, and Cam Lewis is no different. So, really, really fun stuff there from Cam Lewis, and we'll have more, you know, Bills guests joining us here through the duration of training camp.
Yeah, if you're wondering, did the team head back to Buffalo? And the answer is no, not yet. They're going to have a walkthrough tomorrow morning that is closed to the public. It's closed to the media, for that matter, too. So whatever it is they're going to install, it's behind closed doors. Then everybody gets on a bus and heads down for the scrimmage tomorrow, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. If you've never been, it's a good way to start the weekend. You get back out there. You're doing a little tailgating. It's just there's no pressure. The parking's going to be $5, but those monies are going to be donated. So it's just really cash tomorrow night.
Yeah, and as far as the rest of the schedule here for St. John Fisher and for Buffalo Bills training camp is concerned, after tomorrow night, you have the return of the blue and red scrimmage at Highmark Stadium. Sunday morning will be their next practice here after a day off on Saturday. That'll be an 11:45 start Sunday morning at St. John Fisher. Monday they have practice, but it's closed to the public, right? This is going to be the corporate sponsors and the pressing of the flesh.
I call it the Jim Boeheim.
Jim Boeheim,
yeah, because that was we're just there like, wait, it's Jim Boeheim.
Yeah, Jim Boeheim Day is coming up on
Jim,
Monday.
And was it Buddy or Jimmy? I can't remember. One of the two were here last year. And then, you know, Boeheim was the thing that cracked me up. He's talking afterward, and he's still talking about the team. Like, it's Coach Autry's team now. But it's like talking about what he does in practice or whatever.
Tuesday, a day off for the team here at St. John Fisher before they wrap up camp Wednesday and Thursday with morning practices at 9:45. It comes by quick. It sneaks up on us, and it and they get out of town pretty quick too. It is fleeting here, Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John Fisher. We are real excited to be a part of it and bring you the coverage that we're bringing with every practice here from St. John Fisher University. That coverage is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave and Ridge Road in Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spence, Support, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com.
I know we've got Bobby Babbage coming up. We've got also our conversation with Joe Marino coming up. But I've got to ask Mike Danger, on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being who cares, to 10 being I'm so excited, I'm taking off this headset and I'm going now. Hall of Fame game tonight, Mike Danger, where are we?
It's a 6. It's slightly above average for me.
Slightly above average. 6 because it's your team.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
yes.
Also.
If it wasn't my team, it would be...
It'd be like a 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Yeah. It's a 6 for me. I'm not excited to see, you know, backup quarterbacks playing. I mean, one of our members of the all-neck team will be on the field tonight. Davis Mills will be on the field tonight.
I'm fascinated to see the ratings for this. And I think this is a true test of where we are in 2024. Meaning, okay, the Olympics tonight... Remember, we used to do this way back in the day. If you don't want to know, turn away from the television.
Right. No, you know.
You know. Simone Biles won.
And that's what they're going to show you tonight. It's going to be exciting.
And I imagine that if you know she wins and you want to know how she won, they'll package it in a way that is very digestible and probably fuels that excitement and enthusiasm.
Yes. So the question I have is, with the game tonight being on ABC, I'm just curious about the ratings year over year, because you would think the Olympics would put a dent into this. But, again, it is Chicago. And, for that matter, Houston's also a top 10 market. So, comparatively speaking, how this is just the way my mind thinks. Like, the NFL, could they actually beat the Olympics tonight in a game that means absolutely nothing? But we're so starved for the sport right now.
Yeah, it's a zero, but I'll watch, and I'm excited to see the new kickoff. I mean, I think that's going to be something that takes a second to adjust. I just remember seeing it for the first time on the practice field and the adjustment that the eyes needed to understand, oh, that's what's going on here. To see it actually play out on a field, I think, is going to be interesting. And then after that, like, for me as a distant Bears fan, I'd like to be able to see some of the depth pieces that'll be on the field tonight and see how they show up.
Yeah, and then you'll get the Hall of Fame interviews kind of coming through there. It's Buck and Aikman tonight.
You're going to have to give me some tissues, because if they start talking about Mongo, I might get a little emotional.
Yeah. Well, who's going to represent the family there?
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
But we'll power through that. That'll be tonight this is the first of many Thursdays through the rest of the fall that we'll have some sort of football action to satiate us.
We are back.
Yeah, we are so back. Let's get to Bobby Babich, Bills defensive coordinator, spoke to the media earlier today. And look, everybody is kind of wondering what's going on with the Bills' safety situation. You've got two guys that are now officially week to week, as dubbed by the team. You've signed two safeties here over the course of the last few days. So what does it all mean, and what can we expect when the team actually does take the field against the Bears for their first preseason game a week from Sunday? Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich in his comments to the media, his press conference earlier today. That's coming up next, along with our conversation with Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. Stay in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.